Boy, this job is a killer. I spend an hour a day, 2 days a week, working my fingers to the bone. Oh, boy. Time to go home. Now, where's my card? Galaxy Charge It Card? Master Market? Planetarian Express? Here it is. Park a Car Card.
Already? Come on, Astro.
Hurry! It's gonna start in a minute.
We're just in time.
Get ready, get set, and let's play the Galaxy Guesser game. And here's your host, you guessed it, Gus Guesser.
Wow, what a hunk of moonbeam.
Moonbeam? What do you mean?
You know, a zinger. Bad, far out, wild and woolly, a real heart clutcher.
Yuck.
Before we start the fun, let's look at some of the prizes the winners will receive. A 12-room cabin on your very own half-acre asteroid. A supersonic skateboard that obeys your silent command and can travel 1,000 miles in 1,000 milliseconds.
Boy, I'd like to win that.
And for you viewers at home, here's your chance to play the Galaxy Guesser game. I'm going to make a random call. If you can answer two simple quickie quiz questions, you will win this week's surprise prize.
Hey, that's our number.
Yeah, maybe we'll win a prize.
Mom should answer. She's smarter than any of us.
Okay, let's make that call and meet our contestant. Venus 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mom, there's a call coming in for you.
Yeah, it's Gus Guesser from the Galaxy Guesser program.
Hello, this is the Galaxy Guesser program, and I'm Gus Guesser. Who am I speaking with?
Jane Jetson.
All right, Jane. If you have the correct answers to my two quickie quiz questions, you will win this week's surprise prize. Are you ready to play the Galaxy Guesser game?
I guess so.
What is the square root of 1,704,602?
Come on, Mom. Come on.
Give it a try.
1,305.60407.
That's right. Now, if you have the correct answer to my second question, you will win this week's surprise prize. We're reaching into the galaxy for this one. What word borrowed from the Greeks means star?
Astro.
Right again!
Hooray!
Hey, way to go,
Yay, Mom!
Congratulations! You and your family have just won a weekend cruise on the fabulous Love Rocket. Down, boy, down. How do you feel about that, Jane Jetson?
Oh!
Have a good trip, and no pets allowed.
Watch it, will you?
Boy, the traffic is terrible. It gets worse every day. By the time I get home from the office, my nerves are frazzled. Oh, boy, do I need a vacation.
George, George, guess what happened?
I work hard all day, and when I get home, I gotta guess what happened.
Elroy got an A on his report card.
No.
Judy cleaned a room.
Better than that. I won the surprise prize on the Galaxy Guesser program. And I'm going on a weekend cruise aboard the fabulous Love Rocket.
Oh, no, you're not. Who's going to fix my dinner when I get home?
You're coming with me.
And what about Judy and Elroy?
They're coming, too.
And who's going to feed Astro? You what?
I won the surprise prize on the Galaxy Guesser program. And we're all going on the Love Rocket for a weekend vacation. Except A-S-T-R-O. How do you feel about that, George? That's the way I felt, too.
A little bulky. I'm all packed. How about you, Jane?
I haven't started yet. I just don't know what to wear.
Try picking every tenth dress.
Better than that, I'll bring them all. I'm ready.
Gee, Rosie, aren't you gonna take care of Astro while we're gone?
Sorry, Roy boy. This is my weekend off, and I'm due for an oil change.
But Astro can't stay here by himself.
He won't. Astro will be spending the weekend at the Mud Hut Kennel.
Astro won't be happy in a kennel, Dad. Can't we bring him with us?
Sorry, Elroy. No pets allowed.
But I'm gonna miss him, and vice versa.
We'll only be gone for the weekend. Astro won't have time to miss you.
LHC next pick up Skypad Apartments. Party name Jetson. Ah, there it is.
Dad, the man from the kennels is here to pick up Astro.
Wait. You're coming with us, Astro.
My friend? Oh, boy.
Sorry, mister. There's been a change in plans. There. Okay, Astro, hop in. That won't work. You better lie down. And stop wagging your tail. That's better.
Hey, all you lovers, welcome aboard the Love Rocket. We will sail in 5 minutes for a fun-filled weekend in outer space. Visitors, please leave the ship.
Hold on, Judy. We're gonna take off.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Take a few laps around the deck while you unpack. It'll make me feel better.
Okay, but don't be too long.
Now what? We can't keep Astro in that suitcase all weekend.
I'll think of something.
Hi, kids.
Uh-oh, it's Dad.
Astro, quick, lie down.
Anyone for jogging?
Not now. I'm still unpacking.
What's that noise?
That's me, Dad. My foot fell asleep.
Well, if you change your mind, I'll be on deck.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah.
I'll see if Mom needs some help.
And I'll go think of some way to hide Astro.
Boy, this fresh space air feels good. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Oh, George. George Jetson. Imagine meeting again after all these years.
Huh?
Oh, you don't remember me, do you, Georgie?
Well, I...
Brick-a-bracka, hit the sky, wick-a-wacka, orbit high, yay!
Of course, you're Sally Spaceout. the cheerleader from Orbit High.
You got it, Georgie. And now I'm the assistant entertainment director aboard the Love Rocket. Georgie, you don't remember a high school play, do you?
Yeah, you were Juliet, and I was Romeo.
Oh, George, you're still my Romeo. I fell for you when you fell off the ladder in the elopement scene. And now, destiny has brought us together again.
Speaking of destiny, I think you ought to know that I'm...
Oh, time for rehearsal. See you later, Romeo.
She never gave me a chance to say I'm married.
Look, it's Boy Boy Nova, the Fab Rock star.
Oh, give me your autograph, Boy Boy. Oh, I love you, Boy Boy.
Hey, hey, so sorry, girls, but no more autographs today.
Oh.
Whoa, Jane, baby. How lucky you are running into me.
Well, I'd feel luckier if I knew why.
Well, let me give you a little hint.
Why, you're Blinky Sunspot, my first boyfriend.
Now known as Boy Boy Nova, the hottest rock star in the universe. And Janie, baby, your luck is holding out.
Really?
Well, don't swoon now, but I'm gonna woo, spoon, and spark you.
And fizzle out.
Huh?
You're talking to a happily married woman, Blinky, or Boy Boy, whatever the case may be.
Okay, okay, I'll forgive you for making that mistake. Forget about your husband. Old Boy Boy is back.
Boy Boy Nova, alias Blinky Sunspot. George would blow a fuse if he knew Blinky was on board.
Jane would blow her top if she knew Sally was on board. Jane was always jealous of her.
It's George. Hi, Georgie. Your Juliet has come to jog with her Romeo.
Oh, hi, Juliet. Sally.
By the way, whatever happened to that plain Jane you used to date?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you before. You see, Jane and I are...
Oh, darn. Time for another rehearsal. Sorry, Romeo. Gotta go.
I gotta tell Judy about this.
Hey, rejoice, Jane. I got the clues to your blues. It's as simple as a dimple. You ditch the dude and become my bird.
Huh?
You'll have the honor of being the 7th Mrs. Boy Boy Nova. Yeah.
Mom!
I saw that glamour puss mesmerizing our dad with my own eyes.
And I saw that phony rock singer turn Mom's head.
We gotta do something.
We gotta break it up.
To save the marriage.
Right.
I got an idea.
So do I.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm JB, the big video producer.
Really?
I'm looking for someone to star in my next movie.
Really?
Of course, you'll have to spend the rest of the cruise in your cabin studying your script, but you'll be a big star.
I've heard that line before, mister. Besides, you're too short for me.
Gee, Mom told me I was big for my age.
Hey, hi there.
Greetings.
Do you know Space Rock Around the Clock?
Ooh, never heard of it.
Too bad. I thought you'd like to swizzle a little sizzle at me.
Hey, so sorry, kid. Go find someone your own age to pitch some woo with. Hey, Jane, you drive me insane. I lost my cool. I feel like a fool.
And so do I.
Boy, this vacation is turning out to be a nightmare. If Jane sees me with Sally, she'll have a fit.
Yoo-hoo! Romeo! It's your Juliet. How about a kiss?
Hubba.
George, have you seen Elroy and Judy?
No. Why?
I want them to get ready for the costume ball tonight.
I'll tell them if I see them.
You animal, you. Kiss me again.
I wonder where those kids are. I haven't seen them since we came aboard.
Yoo-hoo, baby Jane!
Oh, no, not him again.
Hey, wait for your papa, mama. Dig this love song I wrote for you. It's called I Get a Pain in the Rain When I Think of Jane.
Hi.
Sort of chokes you up, right? I'm gonna wail a tune that'll make you swoon.
Oh, boy. I was close.
Romeo! How about that kissy?
That boy is no joy, Joy. He'll have me swooning all right, but from exhaustion.
Great news, baby Jane. I got the solution to our pollution. We'll fly away in this life pod to some jumping asteroid and be together temporarily forever.
You wait there. I'll get my lipstick.
Smart girl.
How romantic.
Huh?
I said how romantic meeting in a life pod.
Yeah.
And now that we've all enjoyed a great dinner, let's start the contest for best costume. It's going to be a close race. I see some fabulous get-ups.
Gee, doesn't Elroy look cute?
And Judy looks adorable.
The winner will be chosen by your applause. Here's a gentleman dressed as a chicken. And here's a charming princess.
Astro!
Wow, what an incredible costume. Could have fooled me. You look like a real dog. Let's hear it from
His name is Astro.
Astro! The winner is Mr. Astro. And to present the trophy, here's Sally Space Out.
Congratulations, Mr. Astro.
Oh, no!
Oh, there you are, gorgeous!
Oh, no!
Sally!
Oh, boy.
Jane?
George, I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you, too.
You first, George.
I love you.
And I love you.
And we love both of you.
Me too.
Now I know why they call it the Love Rocket.
Gee, I had a great time. How about you, Judy?
I did too, and so did Astro.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm glad to be home.
Me too.
Oh, boy, I need a week's vacation to recover from that weekend vacation.
Try a month.
And once again, it's time to make that random call for the correct answer to our quickie quiz question. Hello, is anybody home?
I'm home. I'm Elroy Jetson.
Well, Elroy, are you ready to play the Galaxy Guesser game?
Uh-huh.
By the size and shape of this container, can you guess what's in it?
Yucky.
You're right. It's a can of yucky dog food.
Mom, Dad, you'll never guess what happened. We just won another weekend cruise on the Love Rocket. Mom? Dad? Mom? Dad? I don't get it. They were here a minute ago. I wonder why they left.